Chapter 11. Hattie. Her name is Hattie, but everyone calls her Gigi. She is 93 years old and is sitting at the dinner table with her large family around her. On either side of her are her two children, Ada Mae and Sunny, who are both in their 70s. Then there are her seven grandchildren, who are all in their 40s and 50s. A few of her great-grandchildren are there, too. They are in their 20s and 30s, and Hattie does not know much about many of them. Her great-great-grandchildren are sitting at another table, but Hattie cannot remember most of their names. Then there are the newborn babies, whose names Hattie knows she will forget in a few hours. Everyone is eating their Christmas lunch cooked by Hattie with some help from Morgan and Bibi. There is a Christmas tree with presents underneath it. Hattie does not like presents. She thinks that Christmas, which now has no connection with religion, should be called Greedimus. She tells her family not to give her presents, but they do not listen and continue to gift her things like gloves, tissues, and slippers every year. She does not need presents. She already has everything she needs, and there is only one thing she wants. Slim, her husband. But nobody can bring him back. Hattie knows her family are waiting for her to die. Ada Mae and Sunny think they will get a big inheritance from her, but Hattie is happy to know they will not receive the farm. Greenfield's farm has been in her family for over 200 years, and she knows they will just sell it to make some money quickly. She does not want that to happen. Most of her family do not deserve to inherit anything from her. Except for Morgan and Bibi, nobody comes to the farm to visit her from one Christmas to the next. Why should she give anything to any of them? Hattie looks around the table at her family. Her grandchildren all look more white than black because Sunny and Ada Mae both married white people. None of them identify as black, something she knows would make Slim sad if he were still alive. Hattie does not care how they identify. The only thing that upsets her is the way her family treated Chimango when Julie first brought him home. He was an African man from Malawi, and her family, who were becoming whiter with every generation, did not want to become black again. Hattie enjoys Morgan and Bibi's visits. It did not surprise Hattie when Morgan told her that she was not a man or a woman. Hattie has known lesbians before, so she was never going to have a problem with Morgan. But Morgan spoke using words that Hattie had never heard before, and it was all very confusing. "Have you been to see a doctor?" Hattie had said to her, once she finally finished talking. "You sound mad, dear." Morgan did not say another word. They walked back to the house in silence, and her and Bibi left a day early. Hattie does not have a problem with Bibi either. It does not matter to her that Bibi was born a man, because Hattie has never known her as anything but a woman. Morgan did not visit the farm for 2 months. When she next arrived, Hattie sat her down and said, "Look, I was born in the 1920s. You can't expect me to understand what you're talking about. Just be who you want to be, and let's agree not to talk about it." Hattie thinks it is funny, because nothing has really changed about Morgan since she became non-binary, except that she changed her name from Megan to Morgan, which Hattie did not mind, and asked to be called they instead of she, which Hattie refused to do. Hattie's children have had hard jobs all their lives, and it has ruined their bodies. Ada Mae has a bent back from a factory, and Sunny has problems breathing after working in bars filled with cigarette smoke. It was not supposed to be like that. Hattie and Slim had wanted Ada Mae and Sunny to work on the farm with them, where they would have stayed healthy and strong, but they both rejected the farm. Hattie understands that life was difficult for them, growing up as black children in a mostly white village. The children in the village were cruel to them because of the colour of their skin, and they would often come home from school in tears. Slim did not have any sympathy for them when they did this. Slim was an African-American man who had seen his brother killed by white people in America because a white woman lied and said he raped her. Slim thought that life was harder for black people in America than it was in Britain, and he did not want to hear his children complaining about children being mean to them at school. Hattie realized that her children did not like being black. Ada May started to paint herself as a white child in pictures, and Hattie once heard Sonny tell a boy that Slim was just someone they hired to help them on the farm. When Ada May and Sonny were 16 and 17, they announced that they would be leaving home. "We're leaving today and you can't stop us," said Sonny. "We're not going to spend another day working on this farm," said Ada May. They left and moved to London, but they did not stay there for long. Sonny found work in a shop and Ada May worked in the kitchen of a hotel. There were a lot of other black people in London, but they were all immigrants and they did not like Sonny and Ada May, who they accused of being just like white people. They left London after only 3 months, and Hattie was happy when they moved to Newcastle, which was only 70 miles from the farm instead of 300. There, Ada May married Tommy, the first man who asked her. He promised to love her despite her colour. Sonny married Janet, who worked in a bar, and whose parents did not like him because of the colour of his skin. They told Janet to choose. Hattie had met Slim in 1945 at a dance in Newcastle for black American soldiers who were due to be sent back home to America. The boys in her village did not like Hattie because they thought she was too dark, but compared to the black girls in America, Hattie's skin was light, and Slim liked her because of that. He asked her to dance, and they were married within the year. Slim stayed in Britain with her, and although he did not like the weather, he did like the people. He said he felt safer in Britain than he did in America, because he did not have to worry about white people trying to kill him for being black. When the children were small, Hattie and Slim lived with her parents and worked on the farm together. Hattie always had a good relationship with Ma. They were more like friends than mother and daughter. Ma always said she missed her own mother, Daisy, who died young. Ma did not know who her father was, only that he was an Ethiopian man called Welde. When Ma became sick, Sonny and Ada May were still very young. Ma was so sad that she would not be able to watch them grow up and that they would be too young to remember her properly. When Ma died, Pa followed her soon after. His heart failed, and Slim agreed that it had been broken. Before Pa died, he told her something.
"You belong on this farm, Harriet Jackson. This isn't just our farm. It belonged to your grandfather and great-grandfather and all the grandfathers before him. They worked hard to give us this farm, and you must give it to Sonny when he's old enough, so it stays in the family."
After Pa died, Slim looked through his files and found information about Hattie's family who had once owned the farm. Hattie's relatives had taken slaves from Africa and sold them in the Caribbean. Slim was angry when he found this out.
"How could you keep such a terrible secret from me?" Slim asked her.
"I didn't know," said Hattie. "But it wasn't me or Pa who was responsible for it. Terrible things happened in my family's past, but now you own the farm. Maybe this is a way of making those wrongs right."
It's been about 70 years since her father died, and Hattie is still taking care of the farm. She will not give it to Sonny, who does not deserve it, but she will make sure it stays in the family by giving it to Morgan and Bibi instead. She is keeping this a secret because she knows her children will not be happy when they discover they have lost their inheritance. Hattie knows all about keeping secrets. She has kept bigger ones before, like the child she gave birth to when she was just 14. Bobby was the father. He was the most popular boy in her school. He and the other boys did not even look at Hattie. But then, for about 30 minutes, Bobby did. However, after they had sex, Bobby started to ignore her again. Pa was so angry when he found out, but Ma seemed happy. She had always wanted another child. When she gave birth, Hattie named the baby Barbara, and Ma helped to look after her. But Pa was not happy. One day, he came into the bedroom and took the baby from Hattie.
"You must never tell anyone about this child," Pa told her. "Your life will be ruined if you keep it. Men will have two reasons not to marry you."
Hattie did as Pa said and never told anyone about her secret baby. Not Slim, not Ada May, or Sunny, not anybody.